go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
The only show is if we turn zombie, we're coming after you first, because you know what you did. And I'm your host, Dude, and zombie partnering with me always is
Jay.
And this is the show that talks about myths, legends, conspiracy theories, not conspiracy theories, assassinations, not assassinations, mystical creatures, mystical places. Ooh, that's a good one. Ghosts, goblins, ghouls, witches, wizards, anything else we can think in our little noggins. And today we're doing one of the most important myths of all time. The Fountain of Youth.
Oh, shit.
Yes, because everyone wants to be young. Young and dumb. Back in my old days, before, I was young and dumb. Now I'm going to be 30, so now I want to do this. We're going on a mission, guys. We're going to find the Fountain of Youth.
I'm looking.
Or does it exist?
I think it does.
It should be. Somewhere. So the Fountain of Youth is said to be a pool of water where if you bathe or drink from it, it helps cure your illness and reverse the aging process. Now, two things. Some myths say if you drink too much, you just keep aging backwards to your baby and then you die.
Whoa.
But some say if you drink it, you just pause. You're in basically pause mode.
Yeah.
Like, you don't age, you don't go back, you don't go forward.
Wherever you were at.
Yeah, you're just stuck there. Some of the earliest recordings is in the 5th BC, with a Greek philosopher. He wrote about a spring of life water, the bathing. There are said reports that Alexander the Great was looking for the Fountain of Youth. He heard stories from the Middle East about a river or a spring. People are more, it's not going to be a pool. Most people think it's a river or a spring that's kind of that. But yeah, he searched for it. Most people shifted in the age of exploration, like when we started networking out, people heard tales and people started going for it.
Why not?
The most famous guy is Ponce de Leon. He was from Spain. He helped colonize the Bahamas. And in there, the natives told tales of an island called Bahimi. And that is the place where the Fountain of Youth is at. And that's on a chain, I believe, a little north of Cuba. So Cuba, Florida, that kind of area. He obviously went on an exploration to find it. Ended up colonizing St. Augustine, Florida. And people say he colonized it because people told him, oh, it could be here. Some people think he was a brilliant explorer looking for the Fountain of Youth. Some people think he was gullible.
Yeah.
You got taken by some native guys to go look for something that don't exist.
Possible.
Either way, some people say he wasn't even looking for the Fountain of Youth at all. Some people say he just wanted land for Spain and wanted all the coins.
Yeah.
But
which is also possible. Makes sense.
I'm pretty sure he was doing all of the above.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to take this land. We're going to look for the Fountain of Youth.
No one's going to fact check anybody. Yeah,
made all his guys go and drink the water. Some guys die from, dysentery and shit, but he was just looking for that Fountain of Youth. And that's where the myth kind of stalled. Not many people are looking for the Fountain of Youth anymore. Or are people hiding it? I'm thinking that the Fountain of Youth exists, but it's being hidden. Like, some secret organization doesn't want us to have eternal youth.
Yeah. It's like bottled water for the rich or something. Right?
Bottled water for the rich. That's pretty good.
The Illuminati.
Oh, man, that guy has aged a day, decade. Look at him.
He sure hasn't.
He
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, has.
Oh, yeah, he has
Pharrell.
That man has aged a day in life.
Yep.
Wow. He just got fatter.
Hey, yeah.
we know the difference.
Me better don't mean you're getting older,
Yeah. Yeah, like yeah, this one's really like something has to be out there because you just can't get. Well, or maybe it's a stream underground, or maybe it's something that connects through the world, like because you can't go from Greece to the Middle East and then all the way over here in the Bahamas. There's many multiple people are saying the same thing, but different. Like you know what I mean? Like it's all a spring of life, a spring to cure your illness. It's always something that's healing waters.
It definitely could be just a tall tale or like a, you know, like a hopeful.
Oh, the
know,
first tall tale?
The hopeful event.
You know, yeah, like that one could be interesting, yeah.
You're like, hey, I mean, if you find this, you know, it's there, you know, yeah, like, if you find this, you'll be the man.
Yeah, you know? Like you jump in the pool, you're going to come out refreshed, young, and vibrant.
Yeah, you're going to be 22 again.
22, always 22, and not you can't catch anything.
Yeah.
So we have some good times.
Hey.
You're forever young. And so, I want to believe it's true. I want to believe more of the Caribbean stuff because there's a bunch of little islands everywhere in the Caribbean or in the ocean wide.
I think all of that kind of looks cooler out there.
Too, yeah, it looks cooler.
But then you have like all this jungle and tropical in the Middle East. It's like desert.
Desert. And
like, is that there? Or was that like, what's that shit called when you're in the desert?
An oasis?
An oasis.
Or no. An oasis is water in the thing. It's a... What the fuck is that called?
Whatever it is.
Yeah. That. Hallucination. What is it called? What it is? Hallucination.
Yeah, yeah.
You think there's water in the distance. It's really nothing. I think... I want to believe it's in the Caribbean and or in little island chain. Maybe some island we haven't even, like, seen yet.
Yeah.
And there's still dinosaurs times. There.
Whoa.
And there's... Oh, my God. My mind just... Because they drink the water...
They just never died out.
They're just chilling. But yeah, I want to believe the Fountain of Youth is real. I want somebody to get on that. Somebody get back on that old trip.
Yeah, what's up with these adventurers now, man?
Why are
you fucking YouTubers just jumping out of planes and going to the Bahamas just to go? How about you go look for fucking the Fountain of Youth?
Explore,
man? You sons of bitches.
Get our knee-high boots on.
I would.
I would if I could.
Yeah, but we can't.
We can't. We're poor.
Yeah, so you do it.
Yeah, you do it. Call us in the morning.
Yeah.
Give us some credit in your book.
Guy.
I was like, Argel.
Argel. Argel.
Yeah. Or, you know, by non-binary person.
Or binaries, but I don't think I said that right. I think I did.
But they know what you meant.
I'm going to disrespect them even more.
Right? we did enough. But yeah, anyone out there goes, let's go search it. Let's go search it for the, you know, young forever. Go find some dinosaurs. That would be fucking sick.
They're just really young dinosaurs?
Yeah. It's like, with Kong Skull Island, Fountain Youth is there.
Damn, that's
it's
where
it's on Skull Island. Where it makes your monkeys big. And dinosaurs exist.
Giant centipedes.
Giant centipedes and giant bugs.
Yeah, fuck that place, man.
Yeah, that's a not a good place. Those people should have gotten
not into that, yeah.
And got out of there.
Jack Black, man.
I was thinking the original one, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thinking more recently.
But yeah, the Fountain of Youth is just a fun myth. I want to believe it's real, but it could be fake. It could be just like... You know, like a panhandle, like,
yeah.
Hey, you got this water from the Fountain of Youth. You know, hey, you
pretty crazy, like Alexander the Great. You
know? Yeah, he was
going
like,
for it.
Right? He didn't want to conquer everything.
Want to conquer everything forever, so you're just like, hey, you know, give me some water.
Give me some this water.
Bottle it up,
put it in a lamb's stomach, and bring it back to me. Yeah. Don't drink any. It's not for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Yeah, see, but then also Kevin has to try it, you know?
No.
He's testing it, you know?
Handmaidens or, you know, his poison taster. Not Kevin. Anyone but Kevin can try it. But not Kevin.
Toby.
Toby. Bring me, you know, Dilopolis, the one-armed man.
Wow.
Or a leopard. You get a leopard to do it. You know?
That's true.
If you want to cure illness, hey, you get the leopard to do it.
First step.
Yeah, his ears falling off, and he's like, oh, yeah, just into the water. Like, ew.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
Not getting no more.
But, hey, he cures them. I'll drink your water. In a heartbeat. Yeah. We wanted to cure illness.
Your water, though? Bloody, your, just an infected ear water?
It's not. You're not going to get infected. Think about that. You think, oh, this guy's an infection. Okay. Nope. It's pure.
All right. Good point.
But yeah, the Fountain of Youth, one of the fun things to think of.
Yeah.
And so fun that there's actually a national park in St. Augustine where he discovered. Granted, there's no strong youth, but it does have natural springs. Sulfur smelling.
Huh.
It's pretty awful. That sounds, like a Florida
probably
thing.
Probably not that good to drink then, yeah.
You don't drink it, you're going to get sick. It probably smells like shit. It's fucking sulfur.
Definitely not the kind of youth then.
Yeah, but people get
it. Or is it?
People go and get in it. People say it rejuvenates your skin and you feel nice and clean, but you're not pausing the aging process.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, it's a giant, like, it basically looks like a fortress. It's pretty cool. It's like a park off. It's a big tourist attraction. You get in there, you
I'd go. I go if I drove by it, you know.
Yeah, if I'm ever in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, man, who's going to Florida? Sorry, Floridians, but you know where you live.
Yeah.
But
wild up
there. Not with the Fountain Youth, is it?
Definitely not.
But
just gotta ask, you know. Warned about Bigfoot.
This one's so goddamn obvious. The Fountain Youth is underground in the cave systems. Bigfoot's just hopping in. That's why Bigfoots are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're nowhere. And they don't die off.
That's why it's the same Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah. This one guy, one big, dip it in there. And
one dude all the side. He just travels a lot.
Yeah, he's traveling. He's a big old passport boy.
Yeah, he has a place in the Himalayas.
Yeah, he's like, it's fucking cold. But yeah, I think, you know, he's taking a little dip in the pool. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You're Bigfoot.
I think Bigfoot would have to.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
he's like the secret keeper of the
Fountain Youth. Oh, snap. He's a unicorn farmer and the secret keeper
of the Fountain Youth.
Solved
it right there. You ain't gotta do no more.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta do no more.
We're good. Well, you know what else is good? YouTube. Subscribe to us.
Facebook.
Hit the little bell. Watch it on Facebook video. We're there right now. Hey, you don't do nothing. You can join our fan page. What about Bigfoot fans? We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. If you guys have any ideas for a show, throw it at us. We'll do it.
Comments, messages, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever you want to tell us, just tell us. You can email us.
We're unshameful. We're not going to be like, yo, that's a dumb idea. We will do it.
We will.
And you know what we will do? We'll also take your money. We're also selling stickers still. 3 for $5. And if you buy them, you get something in this background. Could it be Buddha? Could it be Velvet Skull? Could it be Crystal Skull, previous episode? Who knows? It could be multiple things. You have to buy first to see what's going on. Don't be like that.
Totally random.
Don't be a Kevin, all right?
Be a Toby.
Yeah, be a Toby. Be a leper.
Yeah, maybe don't.
You can also listen to this audio on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes.
Anchor.
Rate and rate a little comment on us and on iTunes. Helps us move up in the charts. We want to get big time, guys, but we want to take you along with us. You can ride those coattails. But until next time, guys, we got to ask yourself each and every week, what about Bigfoot?